Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I have a couple of guests joining me in our Missoula studios today. Bruce Mikolas is here. He's from Rockin' Rudy's and the coordinator of the Jazzula Festival, which we'll be talking about. Jeff Stickney here as well, Missoula musician, longtime Montana jazz player and other musician. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
Bruce, I understand this is like the 10th year for Jazzula. And for those that don't know, maybe say something about why you created this idea of this festival came about and really what it's about, because it's a really rare opportunity to really have three or four nights focused music and bringing so much talent to the town.
Well, Missoula and Montana has always had a jazz festival, and for about the last 10 years, it's been the Buddy DeFranco Jazz Festival, revolving around the university and their super great big band and their guests that they would bring in. And they always had their festival on a Friday and a Saturday. But very seldom were able to include local performers. And I think one of the key elements in the beginning was the fact that the music school turns out some fantastic musicians, but once they close the door or open the door, there's not an opportunity for them to really be part of the university band thing. They do have a jazz band on Wednesday nights that's for community members. But I think that we have so many, many fabulous musicians of really all genres here in Missoula, but especially jazz, and it's a somewhat neglected musical form. And so we saw the opportunity to put together, I believe the first festival was only two nights, but that was so successful, and we have so many great musicians that we went to three nights, and now we're Monday through Thursday evenings before the Buddy DeFranco shows on Friday and Saturday, and we pretty much feature musicians that have a connection to Montana and especially to the Missoula area, although I would say most of them have played throughout the United States in various spots and venues in their careers.
And the festival takes over, Jazzula takes over St. Anthony Parish, create a wonderful kind of club setting and great music each night. You've also introduced some years ago the idea of inducting folks into the Hall of Fame. And I understand, Jeff, that you're going into the Jazzula Hall of Fame this year. Bruce, how did that idea come about? And just another way to honor these fabulous musicians.
I think that was totally the idea, was an honoring of people that have, you know, spent their whole lives working hard at trying to hone their craft and play their instruments, and they get such a few opportunities for recognition. And so we started the first year with Jody Marshall on piano and Raleigh McNeil on guitar, and they were the first two inductees. And the Raleigh McNeil connection comes home this year because one of our inductees is also Chuck Hurt, and Chuck was Raleigh's longtime partner and played with Raleigh at the induction ceremonies 10 years ago and continues to play. So Chuck will be honored on Thursday evening.
Right, and Bill Haffey as well this year, and Jeff. So say something about you've played in multiple different kinds of groups and settings, from big bands to small combos, guesting with other large groups. Basement Boys is kind of a fun story. Getting together with some amazing musicians to play charts is how it started, if I understand.
Yeah, Pete Hand, I don't know. We were discussing it the other day and trying to figure out how long this has been going on, somewhere between 6 and 8 years, maybe. Pete's been opening up his basement to local musicians one afternoon a week to just get together and play music, and hence the name Basement Boys. I started in something like 6 years ago. This is where technology was a beautiful thing. I discovered that on my, at the time it was a Palm Pilot, I think, I could set a repeating function every, at the time, Monday afternoon. It just said Pete Hand, you know, and that's where I was every Monday afternoon. And we've, you know, changed from Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday for various reasons over time. But something like 4 years ago, I started, it started being just a trio with various different drummers, with David Horgan and on guitar and Pete Hand on bass and me on trumpet. And so that's been the Basement Boys for a while. So I like to call it the School of Pete Hand, but really it's the School of Pete Hand and David Horgan, because I learn a lot from both of those guys.
And you guys have had a chance and an opportunity now to play out more often and take it out of the basement, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Every chance we get.
That's great. Bruce, we have time to certainly run a few of the highlights of some of the musicians you have playing. We're talking about Jazzula, which starts tomorrow in Missoula, runs Monday through Thursday. Doors open at 6 p.m. Music starts at 6:30 each night at St. Anthony Parish. For more information, you can call 542-0077. There's also a Facebook page for Jazzula. We have the direct link to that at the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org. Maybe a few highlights. I know there's a lot of people coming from all over the Northwest, really, and certainly from this area as well.
Monday night features the Basement Boys. Tuesday night, Jody Marshall is doing a Dixieland tribute featuring Bill Haffey. Wednesday night, the Eden Atwood Quintet. Jim Driscoll on piano, Jazz for Fun. Thursday night, the Buddy DeFranco All-Stars from the weekend's shows, Melody and Clipper Anderson, Canta Brazil, which is a Brazilian jazz group. And we've got fabulous food and drink every night. Accommodations there are wonderful. That's on Tremont Street, sort of near Food Farm, so we'd love to have people come over. We've got several people from out of town. Rex Rieke from the Helena area will be playing on Thursday night. Several people from the Bitterroot. So it's a sort of Montana event, although most of the people are Missoulians.
Mm-hmm. Jones Zen Band coming from the
Jones Zen Band, yes. Airmail Special, which is a group that channels Benny Goodman and Charlie Christian. We've got Missoula's Youngest Divas, which are a half a dozen young, usually young women singers, but sometimes some young boys too. And so that's always been interesting and very, people love that. Kimberly Carlson, Captain Wilson Conspiracy. We've got five acts every night. We start at 6:30. We try to end by 10:30 because our audience dynamic and demographic is... wants to go to bed.
Not to mention the musicians, you know. Yeah. Some of us have day jobs.
It's great, though, that you have university involved, too, with UM combos.
Yes, there are five University of Montana combos that play throughout the proceedings. So it's a real group effort, and I think everybody looks forward to it, and it's just a heck of a lot of fun.
Well, it's been great to talk with you about it. We've been talking about Jazzula. Again, the events run tomorrow through Thursday, Monday through Thursday. Doors open at 6 p.m. 6:30, the music starts. It's at St. Anthony Parish, 217 Tremont Street in Missoula. The Jazzula Facebook page has more information, and also at the Montana Public Radio website. For more information, you can call 542-0077. I've been talking with Bruce Miklas from Rockin' Rudy's today, one of the coordinators of Jazzula, and also Jeff Stickney, a musician, trumpet player, and one of the Hall of Fame inductees for this year. Thank you both.
Thanks for having us.